Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
I'm now joined by a resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, earlier this week, the Central Statistics Office released information on incomes on a county-by-county basis. So how does Wexford compare to other counties across the Southeast?
Thank you, Carl. Well, the CSO website and the statistical release on county regional incomes, not for everybody, Carl, probably for nerds like me, but on this occasion, there is some interesting figures in it. And what it's showing is that the average disposable income per person in County Wexford is 93.4% of the state average. And that contrasts with 96.3% for Waterford. It's below, obviously, Wicklow, which is closer to Dublin at 100%, and Kildare around the 99% mark. So what you're seeing is that, I suppose, Wexford's peripherality is the fancy word we would call it. The distance from Dublin means that it's not quite getting its share of the high multinational activity. The share of employment in the county coming from that sector is about 25%. That would compare with 40% in Dublin. So that's really, I think, what's explaining that number. Another interesting number for Wexford is that the average social transfers, that's the welfare payments, that's the unemployment benefits, that's the parent loan, parents allowance and so on. The average amount of welfare payments going into the county is 8,370 per person. Now, that's the third highest in the country, the third highest county in the country. So those are, I think, showing a profile of a county that's not doing badly, but certainly could do with more foreign direct investment to kind of bring those numbers up.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was our resident economist, Mark Coleman. And Mark will be joining us again on next Saturday's show.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.